Disappointed. You know, obviously, I thought we played decent, but not as well as we had been the last 4 weeks. We had opportunity to, you know, win the football game. Didn't happen for us, but the effort was good, and you know, we just didn't execute today as much, as good as we have in previous weeks. You know, Romo, I thought did a good job that last drive of getting the ball out of his hands a little quicker. You know, we was trying to play coverage a little there, especially on some of those third downs. They made some great throws and great catches to prolong some drives there. But, you know, I don't think we did anything different. They executed a little better than we did. Nah. I mean, Romo's a good quarterback, and he showed again today. You know, for us, man, we just got to maybe be a little bit more aggressive there and continue to do what we did, you know, maybe the previous, you know, three or four drives there prior to that.
As far as coming after him?
Sure. I mean, obviously, hindsight is 20/20. But, you know, like I said, they made plays right there to win the football game, and we didn't. I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, obviously our offense did a great job of, you know, continuing to fight and getting us, you know, back into the game and getting us, you know, tied right there. You know, I think four plus minutes there at the end of the game. And you know, that you, as a defensive player, a competitor, you never want to be in any other situation like that. You want to have the opportunity to, you know, close it out and get the ball back for your offense for them to go down and score. You know, this time it didn't happen for us, but you know, that'll never change my mentality about, you know, being out there.
Do you feel like you played more aggressively as a defense in those three or four drives before that last one?
Sure, I think we just got in the groove there. You know, we had some calls go against us, and it kind of, you know, got us out of sync there, you know, a little bit. But you know, we kind of settled in a little bit in that second half and started to get some stops. You know, I think, you know, obviously we were very confident in the fact that going back out there with 4 minutes to go and getting another stop. It didn't happen for us, but, you know, that's a good football team. And they, like I said, they made the plays that they need to make to come out victorious.
How big are you
now? I don't know. I think, obviously, it is that we probably need to win out, get to 9-7. But, you know, like I said, the reason why we even – had a meaningful game tonight is because we took one game at a time, and that's what we'll continue to do. This definitely is a setback, but you know, that won't deter us from, you know, going out next week and preparing to win a football game down in Washington.
You've seen so many comebacks before, Eli Manning leading for a comeback in defense, getting big stops. Did it feel like that at the end?
Sure it did. Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, the crowd was into it. We had got some stops. Offense made big plays to go down there and get the scores, and then the 2-point conversion to tie it up. You know, it's almost deja vu a little bit. But like I said, man, it wasn't meant to be tonight. You know, I thought we played hard. I don't think we played as smart as we could have. But again, like I said, they made the plays that they need to make to win the football game. Sure. You know, we put a lot of pressure on Trail. You know, he's playing safety, he's playing corner, he's playing nickel. That's a lot of adjusting for him. And you know, unfortunately for us, we are a little banged up in our secondary. You know, Corey Webster's banged up. You know, we had Aaron Ross gone. Now McBride is a little banged up. You know, it's tough to continue to shuffle guys like back there, especially when you're playing against a potent offense like that with the weapons they have. So, you know, obviously they took advantage of that a little bit, and you know. But it is. You got to put 11 guys out there on the football field, and we expect all of our guys to be able to, you know, step up and go out there and play.
Justin, you say you didn't play as smart as you obviously wanted to. Is that referring to penalties, execution, or just a combination?
I think it's a combination of both.
Justin, what do you think of the pregame? You guys, when you finish your warm-ups, you punted Cowboys right there. Do you see that often in NFL games with two teams that close?
Not anymore. It used to be an occurrence that happened often, but you know, like I said, it's too heated. It's you know, a heated rivalry against two teams that really needed this football game. Emotions are flying there. You know, I really didn't see anything wrong with it. It was just, you know, friendly banter.